Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm joined by Brendan McSorley. Brendan, is it fair to call you a climate educationalist?
Yes, I suppose so. And that's kind of the main thing that I do, is going around the country and teaching about different aspects of the environment. And yeah, just trying to raise awareness and get people have more knowledge, more interest in their local community and local environment.
And I know one of the things that you're just coming from doing there is giving some educational talks to local authorities.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm down here in Ballincollig in Cork at the moment. I'm giving a course, and I'm giving the same course later on in the week in Kildare, teaching the local authorities about, you know, what they can do and just the small things that they can do in their everyday activities to try and help the environment and go towards a greener future that we're all actively trying to do. I think they're the people that are in the field at the moment, so they're actually a very important group to be talking to at the moment.
So the people that can affect change at a local level.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking to a lot of people that are maintaining roads or maintaining houses and things like that, and they have a lot of say in the way that things are done and the way that things are maintained. So I think they're the right people to talk to in terms of actually enacting change and the basic level.
Tell me a little bit about your background then.
I studied biomedical and biological science in Maynooth University for 4 years, and then went on to do a master's in environmental science in UCC, specialising in water quality and citizen science and water quality. And while I was there, I started working with the company that I'm with at the moment called VeriConnect. They specialise in training courses in kind of everything biological, everything environmental. And yeah, so I started working with a project called the Nor Vision, was the first one. And they actually helped me finish my master's, was on citizen science. Stream Index, the CSSI, which is basically a biomonitoring index to monitor the local waterways and the water quality of all our local rivers. So I started off with that with Nor Vision, and I've worked with a lot of different initiatives now, like Wildworks was another big one that I worked with. And yeah, lots of them. I've been very lucky that I got into this training company, and I've kind of got a lot of hands-on in action with training people on, you know, very interesting things that I'm very passionate about.
There's been a huge push in recent times, hasn't there? And it's probably something that you've borne witness to with an extensive background in environmental science, that push towards awareness and education that we really need to do something to help protect our planet.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And it's great to see as well. I think, especially in the last couple of years, it's a very interesting time to be alive. It's kind of the pivotal moment. Everybody, well, from the top to the bottom, whether it's the government or even in the private sector, everyone's realising the effects that climate change is having at the moment. And because of that, there's new technologies coming, but also awareness, like you're saying. A lot of courses I will be teaching about is about raising awareness, but it's also about what we can actually actively do in our local environment. And there's loads of things that we can do. You know, there's a lot of really, really good initiatives. It's great to see it. And I suppose I'm very lucky that I'm in this sphere. I've had a passion for it always. And, you know, now that I've kind of grew up and I've kind of pursued it in college, it's kind of coming to fruition. And I'm lucky that I was able to do it and had the opportunities to study and to teach.
What would be your take-home message for people when you're trying to create that sense of awareness or sense of, I suppose, connection with climate action?
I think, the take-home message is every small thing counts. There's a lovely phrase my father always said to me, was, it's better to light one small candle than to sit cursing the dark. It's basically, you know, doing one small thing can make a massive difference. There's 8 billion people in the world. And if you can do one small thing, you know, that's 8 billion small things is a huge thing. Whether that's, you know, changing your gardens into a wildflower meadow, or if it's, you know, having a little bug hotel at the back, or if it's just picking up litter, or learning about water quality or about biodiversity. There's lots of tiny, tiny things that we can do. Even things like installing bird boxes is another big one. Any small thing really matters. And it's about trying to get everybody to go out and do one or two small things. And if we all do that, that's a huge thing.
That's really lovely, because I think sometimes the individual gets lost in the magnitude of the masses, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of doom and gloom, and there's a lot of figures coming out that make it look as if there's nothing we can do. But the reality is, we have a choice. We have a choice to make this. We can either sit and do nothing. Like I said, we can sit cursing the dark, or we can do a small thing. Even a small thing can have massive impacts. we're already seeing, you know, some of the impacts. And it's beautiful when you're driving along the roads and you see the wildflower meadows coming up. There's a great website called Say It, and you can report things, you know, any if there's pollution inputs in a river. There's lots of small things. That's what you have to do when you see these negative things, rather than kind of putting your head in the sand. It's let's go out and let's try and do something. And I think that's kind of the message that we're trying to get, because it is very scary from time to time, some of the information, and also the increase in regularity of these extreme weather events that we're seeing more often. But better to try and do something. You know?
So you're quite optimistic then about the future?
I am, yeah. It's what's the other option, you know. There's no point in pessimism and saying everything's not going to be any good, or it's only going to get worse, which it may do. It doesn't help anyone, you know, so it's trying to go out there and help, try to see a positive outcome. And you know, it's little things like I was talking about the wildfire meadows. We started having them in our back garden, and already we're seeing a difference. And seeing them differences would make you optimistic.
Lovely. Yes. If people want to find out more information about the work that you do, or how to get involved with getting you into their business or their local authority for a chat, where should they find you?
I suppose the company I work for is called Very Connect. Veryconnect.ie, and there's contact numbers there, and it's a training company, and so we're trying our best to train as much as we can. On top of that, you know, there's different companies that have kind of been involved with too. There's great initiatives like Wildworks and the Noir Vision and lots of other things, but Very Connect is the one. By the way, V-E-R-I Connect.
V-E-R-I Connect. Lovely.
It's great. Great that, you know, the radios are taking an interest in it as well. The more we can do, and the more awareness that we can have, the more effect we can have and everything. And it's just trying to get involved with these things is the important thing that we all need to try to do.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee, and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.